B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli, 610-632-0975. 4 o'clock hours brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaws-dropping outdoor paradise online at LandisBC.com on this general knowledge. Wednesday, great prizes, chip truck, Carlino's Market, and the word of the day, as whenever I'm doing a show, was petty. That was the word today, and somebody asked me because Bezos is about to be a trillionaire, the world's first trillionaire.
Wow.
About how many seconds that is.
Did you do the math?
Yeah, I found it.
Oh.
I found it. So, once again, as with the baseball owners, 1 million seconds is 11 and a half days. 1 billion seconds is 31.75 years. 1 trillion seconds is 31,710 years.
Wait, 31,000.
710 years.
710 years.
Therefore,
so you go from 31 years, you go from 11 days to 31 years to 31,000?
710.
710 years.
Yep.
That's a long time.
That is a long time. And just to give you an idea, and that is why, once again, I will say, the gap between even the rich players and the owners is much larger than the average person, employee to their boss at most jobs. It just is. This is a difference. Therefore, when they try to create rules that are the same as regular people, when they're far from regular people, they're being petty. They're also doubting the intelligence of each and every one of us. And that's something that I've been trying to actively push back against. And it just bothers me because it's not the same. And it's not like people think that baseball players hit the lottery. And I guess in some ways, all pro athletes hit a genetic lottery in some way, shape, or form. But when you hit the lottery, they give you the money for the ticket, right?
Yes.
They give you the money. And, like, is it fair that your next-door neighbor hits the $500 million Powerball and you, like, fair? They won the lottery.
Yeah.
They get the money. And what they're doing, I don't think there's going to be a baseball season. And we haven't, and this is completely my fault. We've had it on the Twitter poll, and I want to hear some more from people. We'll get to the phones in just 1 second. Hockey's exciting. The NHL has their ducks in a row. 29-2 as a vote. It doesn't get much more unanimous than that. They're basically on the same page. They have $500 million on the line. That's a lot of money to the NHL. They're trying to get this money and get this hockey thing going. And we know playoff hockey's awesome. You can hate hockey, and you cannot possibly hate playoff hockey. It's impossible.
Right.
It's impossible
right.
to watch playoff hockey to not like it. Baseball, I don't think, is going to have a season. Can the NHL, number four, pass MLB by next year? Because you got to figure the ratings are going to be sky high. We haven't had sports in how long? And then we get a double whammy of NBA, NHL, and no baseball as we're waiting for football? They're going to triple their ratings from last year.
I'll tell you what. I watched that video of Andrew McCutchen smoking the ball yesterday, the crack of the bat, on repeat.
Right.
Because that's how much I missed it. And it just, these are the times, and we say this, and you're saying this about, you know, the athlete and how they're supposed to sacrifice. Everybody's making sacrifices right now in the pandemic.
Yep.
But the owners, the onus is on the owners,
right,
to make this happen for the people. Right. They have to sacrifice.
Yep. And the Oakland A's owner decided yesterday, despite being worth $2.1 billion, that he wasn't going to pay his minor leaguers $400 a week. And I know you might be saying, oh, that's a lot of people, blah, blah, blah. It would have added up if he played them for June, July, and August, like he normally would, to $1 million. And he just said, not paying them, and they're not allowed to go play elsewhere. No pay for me. Go get a job. during the pandemic. That's what the owner says.
But as soon as baseball's back, you got to quit that job and come back.
And come back.
Because you have a contract.
So. Right. When I say so.
Right.
And you're not allowed to go play elsewhere. That's where, if you can't attach yourself to the major league players, you should at least be able to attach yourself to the minor league players, because most people make more than $400 a week. I'm just saying most people, if you just look it up, make more than $400 a week. That's what he's paying those guys. And he's not going to give them their $400 a week and they can't go play baseball somewhere else. Because maybe the Phillies would want them, for example, in their system, and they would pay him, Middleton would pay him the $400 a week so that he can help the Phillies possibly in the future. No, that's not even allowed. These owners are, a lot of them, again, we've praised John Middleton. I will do it once again. He's paying his people. Mm-hmm. Nothing bad about, but these owners in totality, they don't care about you. And I'm not saying that the players do, but these guys don't. And to take their side, not smart. Not smart. Real fast, Bryce Harper, he's a high paid player. So $27.5 million is the contract. He would get half of that normally. Under this system, for half the work, he would make $6.5 million.
Yeah, it's atrocious.
Somehow he'll make more because he'll make more than Trout. Because the more you make, the more they're taking from you.
Right.
And listen, no disrespect to Bryce Harper, a one-time MVP, but Trout's the best player in the game. And now, let's beat up on those guys. I don't like
it. The guys that you're literally coming to see.
The only guys you're coming to see. We might do this tomorrow. We might do this Friday. I want to talk about at some point the people we actually do pay to see. See, we pay for the clothes, like a lot of times. For the most part, where you pay for the clothes. Like,
yeah.
You're wearing a jersey, we're showing up. There's a select few people in sports that we actually pay to see them.
Right.
And baseball doesn't have that many of those guys. And the fact that they're taking the biggest cuts right now, I don't. And they know what it'll do. It'll divide the clubhouse because now Harper's selfish and Trout's selfish. And then hopefully it's petty and it's wrong.
And all of this just adds to why NHL could be more popular.
That's what I'm saying.
It comes back to the poll and it's true. Like it pains me because, you know, man, I'm a big baseball guy.
Played it.
Yeah. I'm not doing baseball versus hockey here, but it pains me because that's my sport, the sport that I love.
Right.
But, you know, when I think about it, it's... Baseball's been on a decline. I've talked about that constantly. We've all been talking about that. Hockey, and no disrespect to hockey fans, is more of a niche sport.
Yep, up until this point.
But nobody talks about hockey being in a decline.
No,
we
it's
just
not.
Say
it's young.
They have
the
a select audience.
Right.
Whereas baseball's been a decline for, 10 years now?
Yep.
So hockey may not be rising, but they're not falling.
No.
And they could get a rise when they come back and it's the playoffs and all some people are like, oh, man, I haven't had sports in 2 months and I have playoffs.
Right.
I don't just have game one of 82. I have playoffs right away.
And if it's a best of five, and I know people hate them, best of five in that first round would really be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's every shift now becomes, I actually think they should do best of five in the first round just for this year.
Yeah.
Just do best of five. Just shorten it up and make it to where everybody has to watch, whether you're from California up to Canada, Finland. They all love hockey. Everybody has to watch the NHL this summer.
The finish.
Come on, Finns. You got to watch. All right, Octavio, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Yes, how you doing? Love your show there. Listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
My question is a little off topic, but it's been on my mind for a while with no stands in the fans. No fans in the stands, I mean.
Yeah.
Wonder what it would look like with celebrations like the Lambeau League with no fans.
That's interesting. You know what? I hope that they give the players more latitude for things. I wouldn't mind a player running in the stands and doing a full lap around the whole stadium. Listen, something because think about it. With TV, the way that it is, they need to spice it up because fan reaction is what they cut to and things like that when they cut to the fans and all that kind of stuff. That's not that crazy of a question, Octavio. I like that question. What would would you want them to jump in there and do something crazy, or what do you want them to do?
I would think it's something, you know. I went real wacky. I was thinking of like Westworld with the androids in the stands, you know.
You listen, if the NFL, first of all, they have enough money to put the androids, they're just not going to spend it. But I do think apparently they're working on. Apparently, Joe Buck says he was misquoted. I think there's going to be piped in sound for TV. Now, maybe some people said it makes more sense to pipe it into the stadium so that it sounds more real. I don't know. And I think there's going to be digitized fans there too. I think when you're watching, you're going to think that the stadiums are full. I mean, if you trick yourself, I mean, you'll know. But I think that, and truth be told, the NFL thinks they can have at least some fans in the games. Like, they don't think they're going to be empty. Now, they might be being naive, but they think there's going to be some fans there from September on. You want the general knowledge question?
Sure, why not?
All right, Octavia.
All right, this is the general knowledge category. Who played Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean? Or Caribbean, depending on your preference.
Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp.
That's correct.
Correctamunto.
All right, trying to think.
Caribbean or Caribbean?
See, I think you go to the Caribbean.
Only the pirates are in the Caribbean.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
The rest of us are not in the Caribbean. We're in the Caribbean.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Seriously, if I was going there, it's Caribbean, but it wasn't Pirates of the Caribbean.
Where are you going on vacation? The Caribbean. The Caribbean.
What is that from?
The Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh,
I'm more of a Caribbean man.
You're a Caribbean man.
Yeah, I'm a Caribbean. Caribbean's been.
Yo, I'm going to the Caribbean on vacation.
Man. You know you do that. I know before the end of the show, we're going to get somebody that talks about. One time we were talking about the Jersey Shore, and a guy called years ago talking about, Europe sucks. I'd rather go down to Seattle.
I remember that. Like, okay.
Like, we were talking about Dream Vacation. Europe sucks. I want to go to Seattle. Yeah.
I mean, people love Seattle. I miss Seattle. I hope to get down there this summer.
Flyer players aren't allowed to go there.
Not anymore.
They get very upset when they go there.
They don't do that. I mean, that was an era.
That caught
up. Oh, man.
You know what? I can't do that again, but we were wrong.
Yes.
We were wrong about that.
Yes, we were.
Those guys were winners.
Yes, they were.
Don and Albert. Oh, all right. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty. How you doing?
What's up, Don?
A couple of things. First, you had me going down memory lane with the Beatles. Now I grew up in Philly.
Yeah.
And the Beatles' first year, radio station, I think it was WDAS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're still in existence.
They had a
big phone-in poll.
Mm-hmm.
Who's better, the Beatles or the Beach Boys? I called in 5 times for the Beach Boys, and they won. So the other thing was...
Well, in the very beginning... I can see that. I mean, we do know that the Beatles' body of work ended up being much better than the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah. But that was like their first year.
Yeah. At first, and they were rivals.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I got you.
The second thing was, somebody mentioned Girardi.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to mention something because I remember, I think it was Billy Martin from the Yankees. He once said that a really good manager is worth 10 wins. So if Girardi can get us to 90, at least we might get in the playoffs.
Yeah, if they get to a prorated 90, depending on how they play, they could get into the playoffs.
Yeah, prorated, yeah.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, but I don't think they're worth... I think it's closer to 5. I don't think it's 10 games.
Yeah.
I don't think it's 10 games. I think it's 5 games. 85. That means somebody's going to have to play better than they did last year, whether it be McCutchen being there all year, because that knee is good. He's done his workouts.
Yeah.
He's good to go. That's one player that it's helped this delay. That knee's 100%. I don't know what that was.
What was that?
I can't have that all on the air. I don't know what it was. I just know I don't think it was profane, so that's all that matters.
Did he drop his phone?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. 10 games is too many, though, right? And 10 games. The Mariners are 10 games.
Right.
5 games.
Take 5.
Then again... The last manager was robotic, to say the least.
I didn't like him.
No.
At all.
You didn't like him?
No.
Oh.
No.
I really enjoyed doing the Fanatic baseball show last summer, but once he got to like the 80-game mark and all we did was complain about him every day, and rightfully so was complain about him.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm done with this guy.
I'm good on this guy. And remember, most guys in baseball, guys that are that married to the analytics, they're doing that because they're afraid to be blamed for a mistake. So what they can say is the analytics.
Oh, well, the numbers.
Right. Versus going with your gut. It's always better to go in light. Not saying that you should dismiss the numbers, but sometimes you got to know, okay, this guy's hot.
Do you think Philadelphia fans would ever embrace just the analytics part the way that Gabe portrayed it? Or is it always going to...
No, had he won.
You
think?
This
is what they did with Hinkie. People pray to Hinkie.
I know, but I don't know. I
think if... And he didn't win a darn thing.
Right.
Yeah, if he had won, let's say he, because they were in first place a lot the first,
yeah, both first, of them, yeah, first 80 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say they had went through the playoffs. No, we'd all of a sudden do it because we embrace it with the Eagles.
Right. The quirkiness. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you got to go for two there. They'll explain it. That's not your normal, like, that wasn't in our lexicon under Andy Reid.
No.
That you got to go two there.
Right.
Of this or that. Now that's there because they won. Had he won, anything can work in Philly if you win.
Right.
But if you don't win, we better like you.
We're just so resistant to change here. That's why. That's why I'm asking. Like, for all the old school baseball people.
Yeah, but here, the thing is, they didn't win. I mean, that's
right. No,
bottom
fair.
Line, right?
Right.
They collapsed every September.
Right. Still remember a random game in Cincinnati when he brought in a righty to face a lefty.
Right.
Because the analytics, the guy splits.
Right.
He had been struggling against right-handed pitching.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, well, the numbers.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, you're right.
But don't all think it. Put a lefty in and let's go.
Yeah, lefty. We've been doing that since 1880.
Some of that stuff's just let your lefty feel comfortable going against lefties. They go up there knowing they have an advantage.
Right.
So they come up. This guy was like, what? What are you doing?
Well, it's like I said this on...
Half the time, a bunch of some of those righty relievers haven't faced a lefty and they feel like it's 10 years.
I don't know if I said this Saturday or when I was in for you guys on Memorial Day Monday.
Yeah.
He screwed up Sir Anthony Dominguez. He was supposed to be a closer.
Uh-huh.
But he go, oh, well... The 3-4-5 hitters are coming up in the eighth inning, so I want him to... I get it. In theory, yeah, you want your best reliever to face the best hitters, but when Sir Anthony Dominguez and any closer is, oh, I'm ninth inning. They're weird. Closers are weird.
They're weird.
Yeah.
They are weird people.
And that's why, even though there's guys with great stuff, not everybody can do it.
Right.
That's why even Mariano originally was the eighth inning guy,
yep,
for the Yankees, and then, don't get me wrong, he got the job. He's the greatest closer ever. But even then, they were like, well, hold on. Can we ease this guy into that role? Like, the greatest to ever do it. Well, you know what? At least it was a memorable time with him getting booed at the home opener for his first year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Which was unfair, but, I mean, he ended up making us hate him anyway. So it all worked out. We didn't have to feel bad. Like, the people that booed McNabb, they had to feel a little bit bad when they make the Super Bowl.
Yes. I think a lot of people had some remorse.
You didn't have to feel remorse.
No.
You. No remorse. John in Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Tyron?
What's up, man?
Yeah, get back to Chris Tyrone and the flyer. First of all, I have to give Gary Bettman the commissioner credit. Well, yes. Everyone's going to boo him, but...
No. In this particular case, kudos to him. You're right.
You know, mm-hmm. And I like what Chris was saying, and you guys were commenting in reference to the young legs.
Yes.
That's gonna play a big deal. And then the team getting a bye. I don't know. I can see a sleeper team. You hate to say Pittsburgh or Pioneers as a sleeper, but
I get what you're saying.
First have an advantage, I think.
Yes and no. I think Chris did mention he doesn't know how the top four teams are going to approach those round robin games. And I don't know. You're playing each team once. Do you put the foot on the gas for one? Do you pull it off for another one? Do you play different guys? Do you mess with your line combinations? I don't know how they're going to handle it, but... Let's say a team steamrolls somebody in three games. Well, you also just played three games in your round robin, and you're kind of even. So it is a concern, though. Booney brought up, the producer of NBC Sports Philadelphia, that 12-seed Montreal with a great goalie. What if they beat Pittsburgh, get hot, and now they can go through because of that hot goalie? You know how the hot goalie is in NHL. So that part's going to be very intriguing, and that's another reason why I think it's going to be must-see TV for everybody once we finally get there.
Going downtown. I can't wait.
All right, let me get your general knowledge question.
Sure.
Oh, yes. So today, his question is, this is Eagles trivia. What Philadelphia Eagle was named NFL MVP in 1960? Was it Chuck Bednarik, Mike Ditka, or Norm Van Brocklin?
Bednarik.
Did he say Bednarik?
Yeah.
That's
incorrect. Sorry. Norm Van Brocklin.
Yeah, it's hard for a linebacker and a center to be MVP.
Yeah, 1960 Eagles quarterback Norm Van Brocklin shared NFL MVP honors with Detroit Lions linebacker Joe Schmidt.
Oh, another linebacker.
He finished the 1960 season with 153 completions for 2,471 yards and 24 touchdowns.
Yeah, different league.
Sure was.
Different league. I saw the passing y'all doing. And all that handing off. That's why, well, this comes up a lot. And the old-timers love Concrete Charlie.
Oh, they love him.
Love him. And, I mean.
Both sides of the ball, Ty. Come on,
great,
man.
Great player in his day. Hall of Fame player. Legendary hit on Gifford. I know all of it. But it's always odd to me when people think, oh, today, he stepped right in at 230 pounds.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong, he would play in the league. He'd find a way to play in the league. I don't know what position. Bulk up, be heavier, probably play offense because they say his speed wasn't great, so he'd probably be an offensive lineman, much bigger or something like that. But it's just the game. So football, to me, in some ways, changed the most. Like, I think Willie Mays would do just fine now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't. Or, and other players, I do wonder about the football players just because the physical size.
Right.
I don't know if any, very few linemen from then, for example, could play.
Right.
Now.
Well, it depends. I mean, basketball, it's, all right, Larry Bird was a star in his day. Is he just a three-point shooter?
That's interesting. He's a good
now.
Passer, but I don't know who he would defend.
Right, exactly.
I don't know who he would defend.
I mean, there's a lot of guys.
Yeah, I might have overstated it.
Baseball. No, but it depends where you're talking. Like, linemen, you're right. Like, there's not many linemen that are probably playing in the NFL today.
No.
But, like, you look at...
The skill position guys, though, the great skill guys can play in any era.
Right.
The great skill position guys, including the quarterbacks, because they would play under different rules. The skill guys can play in any era. It's probably the bench guys and linemen and certain other guys that couldn't do it. And none of those kickers back in the day.
Yeah, you can't go out there without a shoe on. Like the Eagles guy.
And that guy stunk, we found out.
Yes, he did.
He stunk. In real time, you didn't realize it. He stunk. You can't miss all
that. You were just enamored that he wasn't wearing a cleat.
Look, that guy's out there in the cold with no shoe on.
He must be great.
Nope.
Look at the box score. Oh, he's 0-for-4 today.
Yeah, like, well, after the second one, don't you make him put a shoe on?
That's what I said. We were doing these playbacks with Anthony, and I'm like, he's 0-for-3.
Put a shoe on.
Maybe wear another cleat. You're good.
Yeah. It's your problem. You're all off balance. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right.
Let that one breathe a little bit. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. Now it's time to update our Twitter poll, and that's brought to you by All B Moyer & Sons, Natalie.
All right, Ty. The first poll, this time next year, if there is no baseball season, could the NHL pass Major League Baseball in popularity? 51% say yes, 49% say no, so that's still split.
Close.
And then poll number two.
Yes. This one.
Would you stay in a Link skybox with all of the amenities? 79% say yes, 21% say no. That's over 400 people.
But we didn't specify the amount of time.
But you can stay.
Everyone stay. You were supposed
I would stay
to
for a night.
Live. You were supposed to put live.
Live. I thought it was stay.
Live. We know we'd all stay.
I would stay for a night. I would stay for two nights.
Live.
Start smelling a little bit.
Whatever. The poll's too late now. But we did say live.
I know. I put the wrong words. I'm sorry.
The poll.
Oh, I did it.
Because you want to live in the Link.
So?
Would they have the locks off
a little bit.
For the beer in the fridge, though?
Yes.
You know, when you go to a suite, they got the lock on it?
That has to be part of the fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be part of the fee. Whatever you're paying, you pay for, like, the open bar.
I'm paying? For no shower?
Well, they're not going to let you stay there for free. You'd have to pay for anywhere else. But you get an open bar of whatever beers that they provide there.
Do I get a bed?
Yeah, they put a bed. In this scenario, I'm assuming
I'm sure they had little couches. I was going to say maybe one of the boxes at Lincoln Financial Field.
These are being retrofitted.
Okay.
With a bed.
I was going to say maybe they'd make the couch a pull-out couch. Or like a futon.
Come on, man.
If I'm paying, I'm not paying for a pull-out.
I'm not going to be in a luxury box in a futon. That's not luxurious. That's not luxurious.
Futons are probably the most uncomfortable beds.
I don't know, those sofa beds with the metal arm in the center, some of them have. That's terrible.
Yeah, you wake up and your back's like cracked in half.
Metal arm. My grandparents had the metal arm.
The futon has like the wood slats. It's just the cushion's too thin.
But it's literally just the cushion. It's not even a mattress.
Yeah, but what you can do is you could throw a mattress pad on top of that and you're all right.
You could.
Or underneath that, then put the cushion. You can't, that bar in the middle, there's nothing you can do. You put all kinds of stuff in the center to try to, no.
You got
to
stay on one side of it and hope that you don't roll over in the middle of the night.
Stinks.
You wake up with back pain.
Like that, I don't know who came up with that idea. All right, what we're going to do is, because it's not, people sleep on it.
Yeah.
You didn't need that much metal in the center.
They didn't know how else to hold the bed up, I suppose.
Yeah, that's no good. That's terrible. All right. Talking about a lot of things today. Joey, South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone, what's going on, man?
What's up, Joey?
Number one, you're doing a fantastic job hosting the show, so props to you for that.
Thank you.
Also, my take on the players, the MLB players taking a pay cut, I find it ridiculous. I mean, every essential worker right now, they're getting hazard pay. If the players come back, does that profession turn into an essential job? And if so, why wouldn't they get hazard pay just because of their tax bracket? Instead, they get a pay cut? I'm not with that.
That's an interesting point you make, Joey. And this is something that we have to decide. But I think we've decided by how many people watched The Last Dance, how many people watched the golf, the match two over the weekend. We have decided as a society, and a lot of governors have said it flat out in their, not Pennsylvania and New Jersey, but a lot of governors around the country have decided that sports are indeed essential. And if they are essential, that is a good point you make. Now, we can look at society in a larger point about should we think that way, but it's been decided literally on paper, like in law, that sports are essential. So for that reason, I would have to assume that sports are indeed essential.
Okay, and that's exactly how I'm viewing it also.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to make one point as...
Hi, Ty, how you doing?
What's up, Tom?
I agree with you about 3 out of your 4 points.
All right, hit me.
All right. The early Beatles stunk. No question.
There you go, Tom. You're a good man, Tom.
I would never, ever live in a skybox for 20 days.
I agree with you there as well, Tom. You're a good man.
Or 20 weeks, whatever.
Yep, I got you. I'm with you, Tom.
The owners are robber barons, to say the least.
Yep.
I'm completely with the players on this, completely.
3 for 3 so far, Tom. What do you have an issue with there, Tom?
Hockey will never, never pass baseball.
Okay.
It will never pass baseball.
Why?
And guess what?
Why?
Hockey, if the Flyers are out of this playoff at any point, hockey, you won't get a hockey call.
I think they will still. Here's the thing. That happens at the best of times. But what I'm saying is, you don't think with us desperate for sports that all of a sudden with no baseball in the summer on a Sunday afternoon, we're not going to watch Edmonton. We're not going to watch another team play. Why?
No, because we're going to have the other sports back.
No, I don't know if we're going to have baseball. We might only have the NBA.
Here's the thing, Ty. Enough people have not played hockey to appreciate it, and that's why I don't think they'll watch it. They like the Flyers.
Kids aren't playing
the
baseball.
Flyers are not involved. They won't be involved.
I hear you, Tom. All right. 3 out of 4 is not bad, though. We're 75%, buddy. Your general knowledge question.
Okay, this is music general knowledge. In what year? What year did Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain die?
Yeah, I'm just gonna look. I listen to Willie's Roadhouse my country
just
music.
Guess
fan,
a 90s type. Year, man. You might win. Just guess. I'm giving you a hint. Guess a 90s year.
98.
No.
Well, I gave him a shot.
Yeah, 94, April of 94.
And there's one prominent person that works here on the weekends who believes he was murdered.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who have that opinion.
And I shouldn't even say believe. They state it as a fact.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not even like he states it as a fact.
No, and I'll tell you what, he presents his case pretty well.
Yes.
He does. Anybody who has that opinion.
And I should go a step further. He wasn't murdered by a rando.
No.
He's saying that Courtney Love did it.
Yeah.
And believes it and says it out loud. And I think at some point kind of said it to her face.
He did tell her to her face.
That is true.
He told her to her face.
Yes, we have talked about that a couple times.
Oh, man.
Face. That's wild.
But I think she loved him too much. That's just my opinion.
See, love will make you kill, though. Any married person to tell you.
She had no reason to.
I don't think so. I would have to do the research. But I'm saying.
He's done the research.
You love hard and you hate hard sometimes. Like, I tell you what. I don't think I'd kill my wife. I'm not 100% sure she wouldn't kill me under certain circumstances.
I agree.
I'm not 100% sure she wouldn't take me out. Like, I'm not sure.
Oh, I can't imagine why.
There's a chance. Like, there's no way I'm going to try to take her out. But there's a decent chance that under the right circumstances, she's going to try to take a brother out.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Is there something wrong with your car?
Yeah. Got no brakes. How'd you learn how to cut brakes? That's another thing. That happens all the time. Oh, they cut the brakes. How do you cut brakes?
Can you? I don't think you can on modern.
You drain the brake fluid? Is that what you do?
I don't know.
You got everything, man.
How do you sabotage? How do you sabotage people now?
It's just a wild thing. You know how that happens in the movie.
Yes.
Oh, she cut my brakes. It won't stop.
And then they're driving down the hill.
If somebody said, I need you to do that, I would have no idea. I'd be like, well, how?
I don't think you can anymore. That was like in the 80s, right? In the 90s?
Yeah.
Find a way.
I used to hear about it a lot. Like, what are they cutting brakes? Like, what?
Yeah.
You got the brakes in. There's a way to get the brakes out.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at you.
You wouldn't notice.
I think I've done it before.
But I always wonder about that.
Be careful driving.
Because let's say you have a driveway or something. Like, I mean, not everybody lives in the city.
Yeah.
If you're back out the driveway, you have no brakes.
You'd realized it.
Right away. And while it would be, maybe you'll hit another car across the street or something. You're not going to get hurt.
No, I know. And
so
you would
make
have
it
to.
Where the brakes would slowly, in the movies, the brakes slowly go. Like, you start off with brakes, and then all of a sudden, you're pushing it to the floor, and nothing's happening.
Well, they cut it just enough. Right? So the last time they use the brake actually snaps it, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, light turned green, let me drive. I'm on my, you know, I just got on the highway. And then that's when you find out.
Then that's when you realize she cut your brakes.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Or she paid somebody to cut the brakes.
She probably paid somebody.
Wanted the insurance money.
Mm-hmm. That's generally how it goes.
The insurance money.
Yeah.
Don't get life insurance is the lesson?
I guess.
But you need life insurance.
Or how about you just don't marry somebody who might kill you?
I guess you can't guarantee those things, right? You never know.
Isn't your wife a nurse?
Yes.
So that means she's working around medical equipment,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she knows a thing or two.
That means she also has access to stuff.
Yeah, she
small
does.
Small blades.
Well, not even that. She could say, oh, your head hurts? Here, take this.
Right.
You would take
and
it.
And I'm like, oh, all right. Thank you, medical professional.
Right.
Let me take this.
Who also happens to be my wife.
And then, you know, before you know it.
Right. And she's going, he mixed up the pills. No, you mixed up the pills.
Yeah.
See, we're on to her.
It was an accident.
She's watching today. We're on to you.
She's at work right now, stocking up.
Uh-huh. No good. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. General Knowledge Wednesday, and today's General Knowledge is presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox when precision measurements matter. Be sure with Testo. We have the five HERS chip trucks. You win a HERS snack truck filled with a variety of our favorite HERS snacks. HERS, live life with flavor. And, of course, the big grand prize, a $100 gift card from one of the best spots in the area, Carlino's Markets in Ardmore and Westchester. And then when they sent food here a couple weeks ago, it was incredible. You can order online for delivery and curbside pickup at carlinosmarket.com. We've been talking about the word of the day is petty. The Major League Baseball owners have decided both that we're stupid and, well, mainly that we're stupid, and that the players are stupid as well, because they've decided that players, their star players, should take a 80% pay cut. The next tier should take a 70% pay cut. The next tier, 60, 50. And then if you're on the lowest level, you get up to 72.5% of your money. So basically, the baseball owners are saying that you just want to see baseball. None of their high earners matter. And you're not tuning in to see Bryce Harper. He should go from $27.5 million to $6.5 million. And once again, before I go to the phone, 610-632-0975, a million seconds is an 11 and a half days, and a billion seconds is 31.75 years. So all the people out there that decide to lazily, I feel like at this point it's a lazy cliche to player hate. I don't want to see billionaires argue with billionaires. They're not the same. Because if that's the case, do I want a 100,000-aire small business owner with another guy who makes tens of thousands? Like, do I want that? Like, stop with the, stop. If you're smart enough to know better than saying that.
If my math is correct, in exactly 1 month from today, I will be 31 years old. 31 years, 0.75.
All right. You'll be 30 fun.
30 fun. Yes, I'm 30 fun, 0.75.
You'll be 30 fun, 0.75.
Yes.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, like, you don't remember your birth, obviously.
No.
But you probably remember 11 and a half days ago.
Pretty well, actually. Yeah.
And it's just, when they do that, for that reason, when they're that insulting to their fans and the players, they're not going to be a season. What are you going to counter with? Okay, instead of an 80% pay cut, I want 100.
Right.
Like, they don't want to play. Like, what do you counter with? Like, what do you, these numbers are so out of whack, for, and they're doing that to fracture the union. And once again, the owner of the Oakland A's, and I'm sure he's the first of many, worth $2.1 billion, never spends a dime of it, by the way, negotiated to have the Coliseum for free this year, decided all the minor leaguers, you're not getting paid after the end of this month. It would have cost me $1 million to pay you the rest of the year. I'm not going to pay you, none of you, any of you, I'm not going to pay you back, and you can't go sign with anybody else. But these are the people we're supposed to side with in this millionaire versus billionaire battle. Like, stop. Like, enough. It's annoying every single time. And am I, like, caping for the players? Not really. I'm kind of caping for math. Like, I'm a math believer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm caping for math. Like, I'm not really caping for the players. I'm caping for math. Math matters.
Like, how cool do you feel saying that you're caping for math?
I'm caping for math. Like, we got to stop. Like, you know, there's certain rules. Like, when you multiply two odd numbers, you always get an even number.
Right.
If you do two even numbers, you always get an even number. You do odd and even number, you always get an odd number.
That's right, Ty.
I'm caping for numbers, man. Math. Do not tell me that 31.75 years is the same as 11 and a half days and then decide to tell me that I'm crazy. No. No. So I'm calling the owners to task. And the lazy people out there with this take. Just say that the player should be more humble or quiet or something. But don't give the lazy millionaires versus billionaires. Because you know when you're saying that, you're really dumping on the players. Because nobody gives a damn about the owners.
Right.
So when you say that, it's intentional. Because there's no way that I'm the first person to come up with this idea. I'm just not smart enough to do it. So nobody who's written that has come across the difference between a million and a billion. Like, in your lifetime.
You need a music band for this.
Yeah.
Mathematics.
Mathematics, yeah.
There you go.
There it is. Like.
Cape for math.
I'm caping for math. Like, in your lifetime, if you make, like, $1 million is $33,000 a year for 30 years. Lots of people make a million in their lifetime. Good luck making a billion in your lifetime. No,
caping for math.
Caping for math. Here on the Mike Missanelli Show, 451. Caping for math all day long.
All day long.
Caping for math. So that's really what I'm caping for. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to talk to you, first of all.
Thank you, Chris.
And I listen to the station all the time.
Appreciate it.
I have 2 points. First of all, the players have signed a contract to get paid what they're supposed to get paid a year.
Yep.
It's not probably not stated in that contract for how many games or whatever, because players get hurt, they still get paid.
Right, but they agreed in the beginning of this pandemic, the original plan was just a prorated thing. Basically, if you play half the games, you get half pay. They've now decided that the best players in baseball, for half the games, you will get 20% pay.
So in other words, they're snakes in the grass, and they don't honor their own word.
Yep. And they also, they say their revenues are down, and I believe them, except they refuse to open the books and allow the players or any of us to see what they actually make from everything. We don't really know their true revenues from concessions versus their overhead and all that stuff. We don't know the numbers, and neither do the players. So the players are supposed to blindly trust the owner's numbers without seeing them.
Okay. Okay, and the main thing I called in for is when somebody called up and said about living in the skybox.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Okay, first of all, I'm not going to say nothing about money, okay? But I was in the Marine Corps.
Yes.
For the first 12 weeks, I spent in a room with 72 guys.
You didn't like
it. Boot camp. Okay?
Yeah, you didn't
like
it.
And after that, what's that, sir?
I'm sure you didn't like it.
Didn't bother me. I mean, we all did the same thing. We were told what to do. We were told when to do it.
I appreciate your service, but I didn't know it was a rule to like living with 72 guys.
Well, at that time, you had 1 hour a night to do your own free time. Basically, you rode home and shined your boots and brass. That's all you did.
That's tough.
Okay. But then after that, I came home for a week, and then I went to my infantry school out in California.
Okay.
That was the same thing. Jammed in a huge room with how many guys? That was for 2 months. So we had our weekends off to do our own thing.
So laying this, do you think it's reasonable for all NFL players to live in a skybox for 20 weeks?
Well, in my own opinion, I would do it. Of course, I'm not making... You know, I'm not a pro athlete. I do not have that talent.
No. So you say you would live in a skybox with 53 other guys. All right. Listen, I appreciate his service. My grandfather used to tell me about some of those things. He did not enjoy it.
No.
He liked having his own bed, his own room, his own bathroom.
Yeah.
Served the country, Korea and Vietnam, but did not enjoy living with mad people. Did it. Served his country.
Yeah.
Didn't like it. He liked it. I don't think the skybox idea is going to take
off. Now, with the skybox, you have a roommate in the skybox?
No, there's enough for everybody.
Your box mate?
It's 179, so there's enough for everybody.
All right, cool.
So you
get your own room.
So you can't have two linemen in the same skybox.
But you don't get your own shower.
I don't want that.
You're going to have to find a way to wash. And they don't work 7 days a week, so that one day off, without their families, they're going to have to go wash down in the locker room.
That would be a far walk to go take a shower. From the skybox all the way down to the concourse?
To the locker room.
To the lower level of the link?
Sometimes, and then once the visitors come in, because they don't come in the day of the game.
No.
They would be in the other skyboxes, and then you wouldn't even have access to the road showers.
Well, and
see, other parts of the week you can use maybe the home or the road shower.
Yeah.
Now you'd have to use just your showers because... The visiting team's got to wash, too.
Well, and not only that, you know how at the link you have to go up all those ramps?
Yeah.
That would be such a pain.
Do you do the towel walk, right?
Like, do you do the towel walk all the way down the ramp to go all the way down to the basement to go shower from your skybox?
In the shower chute, in the slides?
Yeah.
You got a pair of slides and a towel on?
With your shower caddy?
Come on, man. I'm not doing that. 20 weeks. You're asking guys to do that for 20 weeks. It gets cold during football season. So now you're fresh out the shower. So you got to bring your coat and everything with you just to go back to the skybox?
It's like, oh, look, look, there's Lane Johnson. He's walking down the...
You see it from 95? Yeah. Hey, what's that? Hey, Carson! What do you say, Carson?
Have a great shower.
Yeah, like, oh, no, your towel slipped, Carson. And then the wind took it.
Oh, and then next thing you know, you have Carson Wentz naked on a ramp at the link trying to take a shower.
How's everyone doing?
And that's not even in his character.
Oh, it's not.
Not even in his character. No, 5 o'clock hour coming up. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.